So if you're looking for a read, there's a book called The Freedom Circus, which is truly an amazing story that starts in Nazi Germany, and it's actually got a bit of a local finish. Joining me to have a chat about it is the author, Sue Smethurst. Sue, how are you this morning?
I'm well, Andrew. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, before we get into it, can you tell us a little bit about who Kubosh Horowitz is to you?
He's my grandfather-in-law, so my husband's grandfather, a very, very special man in our lives. Pop, as he's known to us.
And where did his life start out?
His life started out in Europe in a little place called Lvov. He was from a quite poor family with 12 children, and he literally ran away and joined the circus when the circus came to town and became a clown. And he became a clown with the Circus Staniewski, which was one of Europe's most famous circus families. During the war, before the war and during the war. So he had an extraordinary life.
So he managed to survive the experience of World War II, but from what I pick up from the press release, there were some trials and tribulations, it's fair to say.
There certainly was. He survived by making the Nazis live, essentially. He performed as a clown during wartime as well. His circus performed for the Nazis, and while ever the Nazis laughed, his circus and the troupe, which were mostly Jewish people, survived. But eventually he was able to, under the cover of darkness and essentially by faking his death, he was able to get out of Poland and managed to find passage to the Soviet Union, Russia, where he became a clown with the Moscow Circus. So he went out of the arms of Hitler and straight into the arms of Stalin, which is quite remarkable, and then eventually made passage after many years of being a refugee and living in places like Iran and Africa. He came to Australia and made a life in Australia, which was his lucky break. He said he arrived in the lucky country, and the family never looked back from there.
So I'm a little bit too young for it, but there's probably listeners of a certain age that will know the name Sloppo the Clown because he was on Channel 9.
He was. He became one of the first clowns on Australian television on what was then Channel 9's The Tarak Show, performing alongside a beautiful young woman named Patty McGrath that we would know today as Patty Newton, her husband Bert, and performers like Graham Kennedy. He revived his clowning career and performed until he basically retired. But he never told anyone his story. He never told them how he escaped the Nazis. He never told them how his family survived the war. He simply moved on with his life. So it's been quite a revelation for some of those people too to learn the true story of how he survived.
So Sue, how did you manage to get all this story down in print if he wasn't going to tell anyone?
Well, he passed away a long time ago, unfortunately before I ever came into the family. But my grandmother-in-law, Manya, survived for a long time, and when she was in her latter years, we decided that this story really needed to be told for our own children's sake. We wanted to know their heritage. So I literally would go and visit her and take in a little box of her black and white photos that she'd given to my mother-in-law. And we started to, day by day, week by week, month by month, peel away this story. I'd put the photos in front of her and say, "Nana, can you tell me who these people are and what's happening here?" And at first her attitude was always, "Why do you want to know about this?"
Yeah.
And it really dawned on me that it wasn't that she was frightened of telling her story or that the story re-traumatized her, but she didn't think her story was anything special because so many others around her had also survived the Holocaust and survived such similar atrocities. But it became clear pretty quickly to us it was a pretty special story.
And what was it like for you to be able to put all this together, Sue?
Wonderful, an extraordinary journey though. Unfortunately, Nana passed away sort of early on, but I continued on with the research at that stage, not with a book in mind, just to really document the family history for the children. But as I was going, putting the pieces of this jigsaw puzzle together, it became clear to us that this really was something extraordinary. And of course, along the way, without sort of giving away too much, but there is a twist in the tale, we found family that we never knew existed. My grandmother-in-law died believing that she and one sister were the only members of her family who survived. We know that that is now not the case, and we've since been reunited with family on the other side of the world who also didn't know that we existed either. So it's been quite an incredible journey for our family to be on.
So the book is called The Freedom Circus. I thank you very much for spending a moment with us this morning, but also for putting it down on paper. I'm sure we all need to have a read of that one. Thank you again for your time this morning.
Thanks, Andrew. Great to be with you.